I am delighted to be joined by our very own lovely, lovely Mary Oideren. Hello, Mary's in the house. So how are you doing? It's gorgeous to have somebody actually in the studio, even if we do have these screens in front of us. But it's very, very nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good.
And how have you been getting on through lockdown?
It's been good. Mm. And since we've been able to come back, I've really enjoyed coming out to coming to the studio again to edit and record. I think I've enjoyed that. Lockdown was fine, but it was great to come back into the studios again.
It is. It's good, isn't it? Yes. It kind of brings a little bit more normality to things, isn't it? Yeah. You kind of can see yourself getting back to a bit of normality. Now, the reason we have you here, of course, is because Near FM, it's our 25th anniversary. I can't believe it's been going 25 years. But you've recently joined their... Was it last year or the year before?
My programme's been going on for more than a year now. I started April last year.
April last year, yes. And tell people it's a writer's, isn't it?
Yes.
So tell them about your programme.
Right. I present a programme called the International Writers Network. It's a programme whereby writers come in. Sometimes they have a book, sometimes it's just their writing. And they come from the local writers group. Sometimes they're just writers. And I have the privilege of having them for about 25, 30 minutes. And they talk about their life. We celebrate. This program is not a critique of writers, more like a celebration of writers. So they get a time to express themselves and read of their work. It's actually very exciting for me because writers are very brilliant, as you know. And Ireland is full of writers, but it's international, so we have different types of writers from different categories, different class, different ethnicity, and that's exciting.
Very good. And then how did you get into community radio?
Now, this is really interesting because Alan and Sally... came to talk about Near FM at a particular course I was doing. I was doing a course in Trinity College.
This is Alan Bradish.
Added Bradish and Sally.
Sally, yes.
Yeah. And they came to speak at a course that I was doing in Trinity College, organised by Sanctuary Keepers. And I mean, Sally and Alan, Sally was just brilliant. Alan was brilliant. Yeah. And then at the end of that, they asked us to put out a name down if we had interest in, you know, doing anything with Near FM. As I say, the way they presented everything was very exciting anyway. So I put my name down and here presto. Then they said they will contact us when they have a training. They were true to their word. So that's the first thing, is that they were true to their word. They called us when training was being organised and I had difficulties because you
and
had to call
I
me.
I was ringing and ringing. I hassled this poor woman.
I just had difficulties getting it. But finally, eventually, because you guys never gave up, I finally was able to get into the training. And I love the training. I love my teachers. I love all the... And the thing is that I'm an African origin. And so therefore, I kept on coming to more training because you kept on organising more training. And then one day somebody suggested, shouldn't you put in a proposal? And that to me kind of frightened me because I still tried to make out all the buttons. But whereas your training made things really simple... But the thought of being able to present my own program, I think, was a bit daunting. But they did assure me that there'll be a lot of help. And I have to say, as a volunteer, I cannot fault Near FM. I've received a lot of support to overcome that fear, you know. And they have had people who supported me to help me so I could present. But there are things I can't do, and they had... been there. So I think that's one thing that all volunteers can guarantee when you come to Near FM, that they will support you to go through those hurdles. And I've still got more, but it's a very humbling process, but very enjoyable as well.
But this is it, yes. So nobody need be afraid, you know, if there's anyone out there that wants to get involved, anyone can get involved, you know, because there is that training and there's that support there that you always feel. There's always a technical person if something goes wrong, somebody to ask, or, you know, and or just scream and run.
I think they've covered a lot of my sins, you know what I'm saying? They've covered me nicely. And when I'm kind of like, oh, what's going on here? And I thought I've lost something, they will always help me.
That's it. That's important. And I mean, even gay on the technical side of things. Yeah, you can press the wrong button. You think something's gone forever and he'll find it for you. Mm. Yeah, yeah, it's great. But then with regards to community radio and that, had you any idea before you started doing the training of wanting, like you wanted to get onto community radio, or you just had a message or you had something that you wanted to get out there? Was this why you initially came for the training?
I think, first of all, I have had some time on community radio near me in Ballymount, Ballyfermot. They had a community radio there, mm-hmm. which I did volunteer for quite a while. But with the Neam FM, I needed to understand more. And when they came for the course in Trinity College, they gave me more extension of what community radio actually involved and what it entails and what you're trying to do, the platform from other people. I think for me, I am an activist in many different circles. I believe in equality and all those things. I'm from England originally, so I have participated in many of these things. And to know that there could be a platform for what I believed in, for what I thought should be supported, I think that's what won it for me, for Neam FM. And they seem to be so sure of themselves that they will give this platform. So for me, it was a test case, and they actually score 100% because they did give that platform for me as a black woman to be able to come in and present what I believe was the area that I wanted to deal with, which is the writers. But also I had the opportunity to present, to do a podcast on racism, Israel in Ireland. And that I have to give credit to all the people that supported me during that time, especially Kieran, who came up with the idea. I thought a documentary would have been best, but to tackle a very current issue, yes. through podcast. Yes. And the Africans that came in Ireland, that came in to be interviewed for those podcasts, were very privileged for that platform to be able to speak, mm-hmm. and to, you know, to voice what it is that's going on. I think that for me is what Neam FM does so well.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you are, who you are, and they give that platform, mm-hmm. and they give that technical support, because Joe was here to support me every Monday night, and yeah. there was George and all the rest of them just helping me to put through things that I didn't understand, but that the people had the platform.
Mm. Yeah, that is one thing about Neam FM that I have found, that the platform is there for anybody, whatever they want to put out, so there's no barriers at all. And yes, it's been lovely talking to you, and it's been lovely having you on board here, and the show that you do is great. When does that go out?
Well, it goes out on Tuesdays, 6 to 7, every other Tuesday, yeah. and so I'm very privileged.
I knew that. I just wanted you to tell the listeners.
I'm very privileged to be involved with all the writers, and also, you know, I hope to do more podcasts in the future. But knowing that whole system is very important to my community and to the opportunity. I have to say thank you to Neam FM. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that opportunity.
Not at all.
Really enjoyed it.
It's great. Yeah, yeah. And a happy birthday to Neam FM.
Happy birthday, Neam FM. 25 years.
So thank you so much for coming in and chatting to me. And let me see. We'll just try to get maybe a little bit of a track. Is there anything you have that you like?
Do you know, today I woke up thinking of my husband.
Yes.
I'm thinking I'm a widow, but I have been doing work that I could really enjoy. Endless Love by Dinah Ross and Nina Ritchie, just to say that.
Right.
I have felt a lot of love in Neam FM, and I'm in good hands, so he's okay where he is.
Ah, yes. I'd think my dad looking down, and I'd be thinking, gosh, he's at the moment with the corona and all this, maybe they are in a better place.
I'm in a good place, because I could come and, you know, still be trained, still do things I need to do for the community. And Neam FM, thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, now, I don't think I can find Endless Love for you, unfortunately.
No problem.
But let me see.
We All Bleed. Can that be another one?
Pardon?
We All Bleed the same.
Oh, gosh, I have that, yes.
Right. Well, that would that would be great, because to lift off my podcast that I did, that would be really, really good. So either way,
hopefully I can find that now here, and we'll put that on for you. But unfortunately, we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. Everything has to finish up much earlier these days. With all the cleaning, I have to go now and do. I have to do a